Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just keep waking up with a smile this week.
I know, because it's a short week.
It's a short week. I'm really looking forward to having Greg and Marie and the kids up for Thanksgiving.
Ah, family.
I was asked twice. I had two things done to my body yesterday.
Wait, let me see if I can tell. Botox.
That's one. You gotta guess where.
The question is where. Wait, let me see if I can find the injection site.
I'm gonna rotate. No, but where I go, they offer Botox.
Yeah?
My dentist
does Botox?
Yeah.
How convenient is that?
Don't know. I don't do it, but very it seems that way.
See me after the show.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Where I go. Huh. So dental appointment, and then I was I had a haircut.
Your dentist does haircuts?
Yeah.
Botox.
I'm already in a chair. Right. Make it easy.
What?
It's horribly unhygienic. There's little hairs everywhere while they're cleaning my teeth.
When Eric gets in a chair, he does not want to get out of the chair.
You know how I like to get in and get out.
Yeah.
I like efficiency.
It's one chair.
Yeah.
All the things.
When your car goes into the shop, they do more than just one thing.
Exactly.
I'm just in the shop. I'm on the thing that lifts you up so they can change my oil, change my tires, and rotate my brake pads. I don't know. No, this was two separate locations.
Oh, okay.
But it came up both times. What are my responsibilities on Thanksgiving Day? And I said, my primary mission, stay out of the way. That is my job.
Oh my gosh. I wish that more people need to
stay out of the way.
Understand that.
I have two very specific jobs that day. Well, three. We have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of making a fire.
Yes.
I am the bartender.
Yes. Yes.
And then I help clean up.
Yep.
I help clear. Because the rule in our house, she cooks, I clean.
So often, though, since it is a food holiday and the food gets made and this food gets set out, people tend to congregate in the kitchen.
Yes.
And that's where we're like kind of lounging about, eating, grazing. And it's like, get out of the way.
Now, I do not know the menu yet. If we're doing a grazing area prior to sitting down. But the trick there is don't put it in the kitchen.
Yes.
I think a lot of people just fail there.
Uh-huh.
Because like that's where you want to congregate because that's just natural.
Got to spread it out.
Yeah. So no, we have all this extra. I could put it over by the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I could put it by the retro record player I have. And we could play old time Christmassy records. And we could have some charcuterie. That'd be fun.
You're going to play Christmassy records on Thanksgiving?
It kind of feels a little early, but at the same time, it feels right.
But what Thanksgiving records would you play,
I have none Thanksgiving records.
None.
I have zero.
Go ahead, skip.
I mean, I can just play some cool jazz for Thanksgiving.
I'm like, I can think of none.
Options are, I've got the Beatles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack.
I guess so.
That's it. That's all.
If they're already running holiday movies on TV, I think it's okay to run a little holiday music.
We already watched Christmas Vacation.
It's on everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time avoiding them, but I'm doing my best. I'm just not ready. I'm not ready for the movie yet.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the music.
Yep.
Movies will probably start probably Friday.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate.
It feels like, and I don't know if because it's a late Thanksgiving this year.
That's exactly why.
All the TV channels are just programmed like, everybody's home right now.
Uh-huh.
Does it feel like that?
Yes.
It's like there's an old-time movie.
Yep.
That if I was nine, I would love this time of year right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. The kids are
plugged now. Are they off officially?
No.
Today?
Today's like their Friday. It was a two-day week, so.
Do they have a half day or a full day?
Full day. Full day. Don't forget that. But they're wearing pajamas to school, so.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
By design or under protest where you like,
no.
What?
One by design, one.
Just because the other one did?
Just because.
Got it.
Yep. It's only fair. And, you know, it's middle school, so mostly wearing pajamas anyway. It's either sweatpants.
That is just.
I know.
What we don't have time for? That.
I know.
It's a lot of opinion.
I put so much work into having the right jeans and having the right clothes, you know, like in my, And now it's just like, eh.
But it isn't it the right water bottle?
Yeah.
There's a right something.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not the clothing.
Yeah, yeah. But no coat.
That's also something you get picked on for wearing a coat?
Yes. Ay, ay, ay. I can't.
You're doing great.
I know. I'm doing
my
best.
Hang in there.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing
man.
Great.
Doing my absolute best, trying to just get through.
Hey, get us through today. Get them through today. It's a potluck day here at the station tomorrow.
Yes. Right? I was like, not today, right?
No.
You scared me for just a... Okay, it's tomorrow.
And do I feel... Should I feel bad? I didn't put anything... I didn't sign up.
You're just going to partake?
Which is... It says clearly on the sheet.
Which is an option.
You may partake. What it doesn't say, though, is are partakers and non-bakers and non-cookers cleaners?
You should be.
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say...
Technicality. I gotcha. I don't make the rules.
You shyster.
I am a shyster. Through and through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the word is that this year, Thanksgiving, like a meal for the whole family, is actually more affordable than it has been in quite some time.
I've seen those stories everywhere.
Yeah, which is kind of...
I think it starts with the turkey prices are a lot lower.
Yes.
That helps.
Yes. So if you're trying to feed a family on a budget this year, it's a little bit more affordable to do. Unless you are eating at a fancy restaurant in New York City called Old Homestead Steakhouse.
What are they serving up at Old Homestead?
They're doing the most expensive cranberry sauce.
I like when restaurants do this. Because the first question you always ask is, who's buying it?
Yeah.
Like when they did
and
the
why?
$100 hamburger in Vegas,
yeah.
Like who's buying that?
Yeah.
And now that's been up to like the $1,000 hamburger. So what is the world's most expensive cranberry sauce?
Also, I don't even like cranberry sauce. So who is buying cranberry sauce for $200 a spoonful?
That's not the meal. That's just the cranberry sauce.
That's
like an a la carte add-on.
That's a spoonful of cranberry
what
sauce.
What is in it besides the tears of angels?
It's processed.
And how did you get them?
Tears of angels, clearly. Okay, so for a classed up turkey with fixings, that costs $85, $105 if you add the filet mignon.
You can get a side steak with your turkey? Go on.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Now you got my attention.
Okay, so you get the fresh cranberries, okay?
Okay.
Infused with port wine.
And I got that at home.
Well, no, you don't.
What?
Because this port wine costs $4,400 a bottle.
I don't have that at home.
With white truffles.
It's the truffles.
That costs $1,500 per pound.
Also, truffles are a very specific flavor. Do you want that with your cranberry?
I don't know if I want truffle and cranberry.
Okay.
That's
go on, Daddy Warbucks.
A special honey imported from New Zealand.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't say how much that costs, but it's
expensive. They had to ship it to you.
It's imported.
Yes.
From New Zealand.
All right. So New Zealand bees.
It looks like a delicious little normal cranberry sauce that they've baked down. And then it's decorated with edible gold leaf on
I was
top.
Just going to ask, are there flecks of gold?
You've got to make it look fancy. So they put gold leaf on top.
How much a spoonful?
$200 per spoonful.
Somebody is going to go to this thing on Thursday because they're going to try to show off.
Yep.
Right? That's who it's for.
Yeah. The owners say that they started making their mom's recipe and then they just fancied it up throughout the years.
Quite a lot, I would say.
I think you went off the rails a bit.
You could have stopped at port wine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't need truffles and honey from down under.
I feel like your mother is somewhere going tisk, tisk, tisk.
How's it feel? No, you disappointed your mom on Thanksgiving.
Your mom is so disappointed.
That's a cash grab restaurant in New York City.
Shame on you.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, see, I've become a person that I never anticipated I would become. But as a dog mom now of a large breed dog, I never thought I would say the sentence I'm about to say, but I enjoy sending my dog to doggy daycare. It has saved our relationship with our dog. He is a big,
otherwise you'd kill him.
Well, it's just hard to manage because he's a puppy. He's just
it's
a,
energy.
He's a baby, but he's a big boy.
When we looked at getting a lab, because I grew up with labs.
Yes.
My dad just, I got a lot of great advice through life, but this was one of those. He's like, are you prepared?
Yeah.
For the requirement of time and energy that dog wants to equal.
Yes.
You got to be there or higher.
Uh-huh.
And then we went, no, we'll get something smaller. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's part lab, part, I don't know what else. And he does need that kind of stimulation. He needs attention. He wants to be right there with you. So he needs to kind of burn off that energy. So once or twice a week, we find if we send him off to doggy daycare,
yes,
he gets that stimulation.
The release.
Yes, that he needs by playing with all the other dog friends that he makes at doggy daycare.
Does he come back like exhausted?
Yes.
That's my favorite part when we kennel the dogs for like a long weekend or a week. They just look like they are wiped out.
Yes.
And you get like a good day and a half of them just being chill.
He's chill.
It's great.
He's mellow. He sits with me on the couch. We watch TV. He puts his head on my, like, he's just like normal, chill. He's not like nudging. Like usually he's,
yes, if he let's like, activities.
Yes. Let's, hey. Like he's always in my personal space. This way he gives me just a little bit of personal space.
Lovely.
But yesterday I had a little bit of drama. I got a phone call from daycare, which I've never received before. And daycare was like, hey, we just had to let you know that there was an incident.
What happened?
He was playing and things got a little rough. And he got a little nip on the ear, just barely. And it did bleed for just a little bit. But he went back to playing and he's okay. It just made me laugh though, because we picked him up and he's fine. He's totally.
They don't know.
He's all good. I know. I appreciate the call, but it just made me laugh because it's just such a like mom thing. Like I've gotten those reports for my kids now. Like,
now it's for the dog.
And now it's for the dog.
Are those called boo-boo reports?
Yeah. It's an incident report. And we just had to let you know that, you know, Timmy bit your daughter. Oh, okay.
He apologized.
Yeah, yeah. And then we talked about it, but you do have to sign this form that it did happen and let you know that the incident happened.
So do they let the other dog parents know that their dog bit your dog? How does that work?
I don't know.
Gotta keep an eye on these two.
Yeah, we're going to have to. It's all in good fun because like that's how dogs play, though,
yes.
Right? They roughhouse. So I don't know. He's still going to daycare.
It's good.
It's all
He'll
good.
Love it.
Yeah.
And I love that he loves it. Okay, here's where I forked up. Iowa beat Maryland 29-13 on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Hy-Vee offers a fuel saver of the total points of Iowa of 29 cents off.
Yeah.
And the one other time that I realized this lovely gem was on a Tuesday when you and I were actually picking up our cake for our TikTok explosive video, Hill to Die On.
Yes.
Remember, we bought it on a Tuesday.
Yes, we did.
And she offered me the fuel saver.
Uh-huh.
Since that time, in my head, the Hawkeye fuel saver is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's
on Mondays. She was just being nice.
No!
I specifically
Eric!
Did not go grocery shopping yesterday.
No!
I have a list.
No!
I have a list three phones long.
No!
And I skipped shopping because in my head... It's on Tuesday.
No!
Oh, no, it's on Monday.
No!
I missed out.
No!
I know. You're telling me no.
What?
So now.
Oh, sure.
I'll be. Yeah, I royally forked up, man.
Yeah.
Royally.
Oh.
So I got to go in and still buy the same things, but not get the pleasure of knowing I'm going to save down the road on fuel. I'm mad.
What about the fuel?
At myself.
I'm mad at you, too.
You're mad at me, too.
I bet Shannon's really
no,
mad.
No, you know who we're not telling? Because I specifically told her yesterday, like, hey, good news. I can go tomorrow. I don't need to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I thought we were going to go to the movie, which is why I tried to open up yesterday afternoon, and we'd end up not going. So now I think I'm grocery shopping.
So you want me to keep this a secret?
Button it up, lady.
Mm. Shannon!
Grocery store opening in Southwest Cedar Rapids back in 1997 is closing at the end of the year. That Save-A-Lot grocery store off of J Street Southwest has announced a closing. That's a franchise-based store, by the way, so it is locally owned and operated. The owners say another tenant has been selected for that location, and that company offers a variety of items, but grocery is a part of that. We just don't know who that is or when they're moving in 2025. Governor Kim Reynolds planning to ask the legislature to ban cell phones from classrooms in Iowa's K-12 schools. She mentioned that as part of an interview in D.C. last week. Spokesman for the governor says personal electronic devices serve as a distraction. Some Iowa schools agree and have already implemented cell phone restrictions for the current academic year. What's got us feeling all right this morning? The File of Life program in Marion.
What is the File of Life
program? Marion Fire Department introducing the File of Life initiative designed to enhance the safety of residents, particularly the elderly and those with medical conditions. And it's quite simple. It is a piece of paper or probably a few documents, including your medical history, allergies, current medications, emergency contacts. You have a magnetic pouch. You put the information in. You put it on your fridge. That way, if somebody comes in and you're having a medical emergency and there's nobody else there to give the paramedics information, they'll know to look on the fridge that it's there. And the fact that you sign up for it, they'll also know who has it. It's kind of like Life Alert.
Yeah.
But it's also, that is nice as well because that would transport with you. But to have that information right there, I think is a fantastic idea. So the program's free, available to everybody in Marion. If you are interested in taking part in File of Life, you can grab a kit at Fire Station Number 1, the Marion City Hall, or the Marion Public Library. Just saw that news story the other day. That
That's
got me feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, you may or may not have noticed that we haven't had any new Elton John music in quite some time. He actually announced that he's got a new album out. Last year, he made the announcement, but it still hasn't dropped. So where is that new music?
Was that the one that had like Dua Lipa on it and Britney, and it's just been kind of, we're waiting on the full album?
Yeah. It was like, oh, Elton's back. We've got music on the way.
What's the word, Rocket Man?
Well, he stopped by Good Morning America yesterday and revealed that everything is on hold for right now because basically Elton can't see.
That's horrible.
Isn't that awful? I mean, that's not the best news.
I would pay, though, to have Elton John just make a song up on the spot. Right?
I wonder. I mean, if he could just sit down at a
piano. Known so well for his lyrical partner giving him the lyrics, then he puts the song to it. But what if he just sits down and just starts playing?
Just go.
And just say whatever comes to mind.
I mean, hey, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. If we just put him at a piano and just record.
See what comes out of it?
See what happens.
Now that makes more sense because his other two songs were basically little hybrids of things he's already done.
Yeah.
And if he couldn't read a lyric... Ugh.
I know. It's kind of
Sir
sad.
Elton.
He's taking initiative to treat it, but it is a struggle right now. However, he's positive. He still feels like he's the luckiest guy in the world. He's actually got an upcoming documentary, Elton John, Never Too Late, hits Disney Plus on December 13th. So we get to see a little bit behind the scenes. I don't know how much of that covers the eye issues or not, but that'll be interesting. When we got Wicked this past weekend, there was an announcement from at least from AMC movie theaters that they have a long-standing policy that prohibits disruptive behavior, and that let moviegoers know that they are not to be singing so that they would disrupt those around them from enjoying the show. Do not sing when you watch that movie.
I think that's fair.
However, The Rock is telling moviegoers that if you want to sing when you go see Moana 2 this coming weekend, you're welcome.
Hold up there, Maui.
Maui, is in Moana 2. It hits theaters tomorrow. And he was on the red carpet promoting the movie. He said, you paid your hard-earned money for a ticket. You've gone into a musical and you're into it. Go ahead, sing.
I don't agree with The Rock.
You don't agree with him?
I would like to see you outside, sir. I have a few words.
For the first one, I think I like the way that they set up The Wicked because they've got you see it, you understand it. We got a couple of weeks for everybody to go and see it, and then Christmas.
Sing-along.
The sing-alongs.
It's a beautiful way to get people to see the movie twice.
I agree.
I love it.
I agree.
The other challenge is The Rock. We don't know the songs in Moana 2 that well.
Yeah.
I've heard kind of the title track. It's beautiful. It's a new set of writers for the songs. It's great. And maybe Your Welcome is a reprise.
I don't know.
But I don't know any of the other songs in Moana 2.
I'm just putting that in there because that's the only thing I know from Moana 2. I don't know what the Moana 2 songs are going to be yet. But going into Wicked, we knew exactly what the songs were going to be,
yes.
Right? And so we knew that people were going to be singing along. I wanted to tamp that down a little bit.
So The Rock, maybe sing to yourself, kind of sing into your pajama jacket or the blanket you brought to the movie theater, your popcorn bucket. I'm okay with that.
Respectfully, Mr. Rock, no. Okay, we talked yesterday about the celebrities that we would love to have gathered around our Thanksgiving table. Now let's talk about the characters from our TV shows that we would not like to have at Thanksgiving.
When you said this, my brain instantly went to a cartoon. And are there cartoon characters on this?
Yes, there is.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, that is such a good pick.
I do not want it at my table.
Such a good pick.
Messy, messy, messy.
Not on my list.
Not on your list.
Oh, absolutely, Eric. That's a classic and a really, yes, absolutely should not be at your Thanksgiving table.
Is this the same people that did yesterday's list?
No.
Because do I need to think of TV shows from about 8 years ago?
No, this comes from Collider.com.
Okay.
No, they were thinking about TV shows past and present.
Like, do I have to go across the streaming platforms? So, like, I don't want any Game of Thrones family members at the table.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because if it's a red wedding, you're all going to die.
True.
That'd be bad. That'd be horrible. If it's red Thanksgiving.
I think you might be better at this than they are.
Thanksgiving.
They did include the Roy family from Succession.
Oh, that's
anybody except Connor.
I would want to watch that family.
Because it's all politics.
Have a meal. Yeah.
It would be awful. It'd be so uncomfortable, right? That whole family would be awful.
I mean, if you did that, you could go back to the 70s and pull in Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
It's all politics with a little racism.
Just a little bit. It'd be
a little bit.
Angela Martin from The Office. She's super judgmental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally not a joy at any kind of festivity and just kind of sour as she sits at the table. Frank Gallagher from the show Shameless. He's just a despicable human being and would ruin any Thanksgiving celebration. Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory. He can be charming, but he's self-centered, obnoxious, and condescending, kind of sense of humor. He would find a way to annoy a majority of your guests.
I would take Sheldon, though, from the last two seasons.
Yes.
Because he, I think, learned a lot about himself.
Yes,
he's just kind of a little Grinch.
He has
to. If you think about it.
Yeah, he had to find his way.
Yeah, he's just socially awkward.
However, Hannibal Lecter from the NBC show Hannibal, I think we can all agree, maybe no.
You know what? I'm okay with
No,
we're fine.
You're going to go yes on
I'm going to go yes on Hannibal Lecter.
Okay. He can be at your table, Eric.
He's not going to attack you. He has food in front of him. He's fine.
Okay, but you have to watch him eat.
I have to prepare a human liver with a bottle of Chianti.
No.
That's a little disgusting.
And fava beans. Seriously.
But I think the conversation would be rich.
Oh, Eric.
He's well-read.
Oh, Eric.
He's a painter by trade.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to put you and Hannibal at your own table, and it's on a different level at the house. That's what we like to call.
Don't put me in a locked room with him.
Z's sleaze.
Question.
Yeah.
What's better than one morning scramble?
Two morning scrambles. Imagine if we could find morning scramble lookalikes.
Doppelgangers.
They got to be out there, right? These celebrity lookalike contests have been going on all over the world, and it's been a huge thing. We thought, why not do that right here?
Right now.
Right now is the time
with
to
us.
Do it. Yes. We actually presented this idea behind the scenes here at old Z102.9, and one of our coworkers said, who? Who's the celebrity?
She was all in. She's like, I love the idea.
And that's funny. That's great.
You got prizes? Ha, who's the celebrity?
Us.
It's us. We're the celebrity of the celebrity lookalike contest.
Yeah. And I know, to radio hosts, not everybody's seen you.
Very true.
So true.
And you know what? This is still in the planning stages.
Yeah.
If this turns into a lookalike / soundalike contest, I'm good with that.
I'm totally comfortable with that.
We could play both sides of that fence.
A soundalike contest.
Lookalike soundalike contest.
Who sounds like us?
If you walk around.
Do you have somebody who sounds just like
you sound just like Dancing Eric Hansen when he does the weather.
Have you ever been told, wow, you sound just like those people on the radio?
That also could be your indication that you need to make sure you show up for our lookalike slash soundalike contest. Here's how far we have. We've got the concept.
Yes.
And we know the prizes. And the prizes, we've been inspired by these other celebrity contests.
They are never great prizes. No. It's always very grassroots. It's like a couple of bucks and then like a couple of cigarettes or a couple of bucks and like a pack of shampoo.
How about all of the change that's in the cup that's next to the coffee maker back here at work? How about cup of soup?
Yep.
Because you and I have suspected we're probably going to have more soup than we need for everything we're making this weekend.
And I think we're a morning show cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. So cuppa, that'll be the prize. Now we just need to get the date and the location. And that's where we're having a little bit of trouble. What's worked so well for the celebrities is major towns, right? Chicago, Austin, New York City. Also not around a major holiday.
No, and they're very grassroots. They'll just pop up and then like people just show up in droves. But like for us, that's a little hard because we've got Thanksgiving this week. I think we need to just hold off until we get through the holiday.
Put a pin in it?
Put a pin in it.
How about we put two pins in it and the pins look just like each other?
Oh my gosh.
You like that idea?
Twin pins!
Twin pins!
The pins look exactly like each other!
We're going to twin pin the idea and we're going to come back to it because we got to work on some of the behind the scenes. But we are so ready for a morning scramble lookalike contest. Just let us twin pin it. And we'll come back with more details, we promise. Because what's better than one morning scramble? Two morning scrambles!
It's the morning scramble.
The morning scramble.
Z102.9.
This idea is exactly an hour old.
Yeah, it's brand new, but I'm very excited for it.
What do you have in store? This feels like you have turned the tables on my scary movie club.
Yeah.
And now you have grabbed the reins, so to speak.
I am in control now. Yeah, I'm taking over Morning Scramble Movie
Club.
What
is this, Saw?
I am the captain now.
Okay.
Yeah, you are in control for Morning Scramble Scary Movie Club all during October, and you have been for years. I watch scary movies. You enjoy them. I don't. You know what? It's my turn to have a little bit of fun. I don't love a Christmas movie. I'm not a big Hallmark gal, but I think Netflix has found what I might be interested into.
They have figured out a way to take the very familiar formula of what Hallmark's been doing and Lifetime, but also understand that adults are adults. And even with soap operas, sometimes you want it to go a little bit further than just a smooch under the mistletoe.
Right. And maybe a little bit of skin.
Maybe, are we asking too much?
Maybe. Maybe there's some shirtless Christmas movies. And finally, they're here. Netflix has got a couple of things that they've added to the roster that I'm very interested in. So,
dare we ask for a bedroom scene where you just don't see clothes on the floor? Maybe lumps in a sheet. That's all we want.
Just lumps.
Lumps in a sheet. Right? It's just a little bit. It lets you still get to use your imagination.
I just think it's a little bit racier than what we've seen before. I think it's a little bit more exciting. I don't know. I'm excited about some of the offerings that we have to the holiday season this year.
Are you ready to reveal movie number one for Raunchy Christmas Movie Club?
That I am.
Here we go. All right, what do you got for us?
I'm starting right at the top with the movie that I am most looking forward to seeing and the movie I'm most looking forward to having you watch with me, Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty, a woman who's cold, lost her love, but will warm and thaw when a snow sculpture of a man comes to life.
My understanding, because we've talked about it, I've seen, because I think it's number one on Netflix right now. So, like, you can't avoid the trailer when you're scrolling through.
Sure, Eric.
I'm not spending time with this.
No, it's fine.
But I know enough that it's not a magic hat. It's a magic scarf.
It's a scarf.
And apparently, when he comes to life, he's naked.
Yeah.
Frosty's naked.
And you know what? It's Ted from Schitt's Creek, and he looks great. He looks incredible, Ted. Incredible.
So we're going to watch this weekend.
Yep.
And like we do with Scary Movie Club, we'll come back on Monday and a bit of a review.
Yes, we will gather our thoughts and break down this film.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great.
Raunchy Christmas Movie Club, first out of the gate. Woo! Number one on Netflix. We're watching Hot Frosty.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.